if you take out the supernatural passages of the Bible, for historic Christianity, the Christianity of the creeds, the early Christianity, you're removing a great deal of the meat of how God acts, and confining God only to what man can understand. And so that just doesn't go well with us, because we want to see the bigger picture.
In terms of evangelicals.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kathy Schmitz, in terms of how that actually leaves the faith? Do you find Christianity majorly gutted if those actions are taken out?
Well, I think that for a lot of people in my tradition, Unitarian Universalism, it actually is very helpful. They can be a stumbling block, some of the more metaphysical passages. And so they're looking for ethical Christianity, and they find that rather than theological Christianity more accessible. So, and in our history, William Ellery Channing, his famous sermon was Unitarian Christianity. He was arguing that this form of Christianity is actually truer to the origins of Christianity.
Kathy Schmitz, what do you think that says in terms of Thomas Jefferson? He didn't intend this version of the Bible for publication. This was something that he kept very private, right, and distributed only among a very intimate circle of colleagues. Of course, now we have it published recently by the Smithsonian, right, for everybody to look at. But what does that say that he did this in private about his relationship with God, do you think? And what does that say in general in terms of one's own interpretation of that relationship with God? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he was looking for a relationship for himself that would be authentic for himself. And this was what was necessary for him to find that relationship. And I think that's the gift that he leaves to us today, is that there are some people who would feel they needed to turn away from the teachings of Jesus or Christianity. But when they see that there's a way to look at it from as a great moral teacher, then it's still accessible to them.
And I also, Kathy. Yeah. I also like to support that and say that Jefferson really was against tyranny and despotism, and the experiment of America was, in fact, throwing. I mean, people just frankly got tired of killing each other, the Protestants and Catholics in England in the Civil War, and so, yeah.
Well, and I think where Jefferson was reacting to the Enlightenment, I think today, one of the places that it may find a role is in interfaith dialogue. As Christianity reacts to a more pluralistic society, there are things we can agree on. There's a tremendous amount we can agree on. And the ethics teachings, you know, those are pretty easy for us to find some common ground on. And then we can respect each other's metaphysical beliefs and more theological beliefs, but we can find some common ground, and that gives us a great way to work together.
Reverend Hunter, I wonder your thoughts on that personal relationship with God. If this is something Jefferson does privately, what does that say, and how does that line up with evangelical traditional beliefs?
Well, in Scripture, there's a passage that says there is no private interpretation of Scripture. And there's a difference between having a personal relationship. All people want to look into Scripture to see how it speaks to them personally, because it's a very, you know, a relationship means personal. I mean, and so there is that aspect for everyone. However, in historic Christianity, we are very careful about eisegesis, that is the putting into Scripture what you need it to say, rather than trying to take out of it what it really says. And so we're very careful about the difference between a private faith, which all of us want to have. You know, I mean, we all have our own particular needs, and we need to study Scripture in order to be guided by the Lord. But when it comes to just a personal interpretation, and that's as valid as any other interpretation, that's where my community, again, the evangelical community, would say, no, there needs to be a corporate interpretation, so that we make sure that we're getting truth we don't want to hear, rather than just the truth we do want to hear.